The Dan and Maz Show.
My fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. Oh, to a respectable listening level. It is still quite early. It's time for Dan and Maz Weekend. Hooray!
Morning legends, it's Dan and Maz Weekends. Hi, great to be with you. We've got a very special show for you today.
On Maz, the show, when you said great to be with you, were you saying great to be with you, Dan?
Yeah, you, as in the collective, everybody that I was speaking to. You
and
included,
I'm one of them.
Sure
I'm actually the closest to you, so that means that I'm the one that's great to be with the most.
Well,
that's me, Dan, successful boy.
That's your interpretation of what I just said. Hey, on the show after 8 o'clock, Kim Kardashian will be joining us live in the studio, which is a bit of a big deal.
Yeah, we like to get guests into the studio, and actual Kim Kardashian is going to be here in the building after 8 a.m. We're going to do a Kim K-A-M-A.
We sure are. Before 8 a.m, we're going to be talking about nudity, and up next we'll be opening the Encyclopedia of Awesome. So,
ooh,
great show.
This is the Dan and Maz Show.
Let's open up the Encyclopedia of Awesome.
For centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T?
We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in the Encyclopedia of Awesome. And today's question is,
what's the best thing to push?
Okay. 131060 legends, what's the best thing to push? And we'll write it forever into the Encyclopedia of Awesome, which is on our website, which I'm looking at on a computer right now.
Ditto.
You can see it right there. So, for example, what's the best pie filling? We did that recently. Steak, bacon and cheese was the champion there.
Good, excellent choice.
What's the best fictional dragon? Was Dragon from Shrek was the best one.
Not the best real dragon. Best
fictional. Yeah, fictional. Not the best real one. That's Komodo. They're all locked away forever in the Encyclopedia of Awesome, and today we will be deciding and locking it in forever the best thing to push. Not the best button to push.
No, no, no. The best thing in general to push. 131060, call us or tweet us. We're at Dan and Maz. Dan, do you have a suggestion for this morning's
Maz
Encyclopedia of Awesome entry?
All right. So here is what I reckon is the best thing to push.
All right.
Is when you put all the dominoes in a very extravagant line, the first one, and then it goes.
Oh, yes. That is a great suggestion.
And you can make them go, you can make them go in different directions. You can make one hit a ball and the ball rolls along.
Indeed.
And the more extravagant you make it, when you have lots of different apparati all involved, that's called a Rube Goldberg machine.
Wow.
So, in fact, I would say the first object in a Rube Goldberg machine.
That's a very specific suggestion.
My suggestion is the first object in a Rube Goldberg machine.
I'm so glad that we now know what that means.
It's a good word. You can use that. It might come up in a quiz one day and you'll go, thank you, Dan.
Dan taught me that from the radio. Thanks, mate.
Trivia man.
131060, give us a call. Tweet us. We're at Dan and Maz. We're after the best thing to push. We'll pop it into the Encyclopedia of Awesome.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's open up the Encyclopedia of Awesome.
For centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T?
We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in the Encyclopedia of Awesome. And today's question is,
what's the best thing to push? 131060.
Yeah, tell us, champions.
Or tweet us, we're at Dan and Maz.
You can tweet us. Jake tweeted us and said, at Dan and Maz, the best thing to push is a baby.
What?
Now, either he means to push it out of your body in the birthing suite or pool, if you want a water birth. I don't think he means that. Number one, because he is a he.
Yeah.
I haven't met many female Jakes, so he wouldn't know.
No.
And I'm assuming if he saw his lady pushing out a baby, he wouldn't have gone, that looks like
that
fun.
Looks like an awesome time.
Maybe he means in a pram.
Possibly. You know what? And then you should say a pram.
And then you can look down at the little baby and say, hello, baby. And it says nothing because it's a baby.
Hi, Simon.
I'm not going to read out Caitlin's mess.
No.
Yeah, all right.
Caitlin on Twitter has been a bit rude.
It's very rude.
But that's okay. Simon, what's the best thing to push?
I'm going outside the box and saying luck.
Ooh.
Push your luck.
Push your luck. You're pushing your luck there, mate.
I push my luck every day with my wife.
Really?
Sometimes it pays dividends, sometimes it does not.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, the old ball and chain, eh? The old bloody ball and chain. Bloody push your luck with the B and C, lads.
Thanks, Simon. Colleen on 131060. Hello.
Hello, how are you going, Dan and Matt?
We're great, babe.
Bloody great,
what's
Cole.
The best thing to push?
I think the best thing to push is yourself.
Yes.
Ooh.
So inspirational.
Absolutely.
That's yes, something Maz no Compton would say.
It is.
Yeah.
Sunday awesome. Inspo with Colleen and Maz.
Yeah, we also, oh, God, everyone would listen to that. That'd go straight
absolutely.
To number one.
Well,
we also got that on Twitter. We got that on Twitter as well from Shrey. Shrey said the best thing to push is yourself. Is that too cheesy for a Sunday morning?
No, not at all.
No,
not at all.
We love a bit of cheese.
Thanks, Colleen. We've got Jason.
Beaufort.
G'day, how you going?
Jace. Good
yeah,
mate.
Similar to the last call, I reckon the best thing to push is the limit.
The limits.
The limits in everything you do.
Yep. We haven't had anything practical yet, but these are all great suggestions.
Well, what's a good practical one, Maz?
I don't know, you know those old school tape recorders?
Yeah.
Like the record and play button, you had to push them at the same time.
You get good tactile feedback on that one, the nice click feeling.
Exactly. Thanks, yeah. Jace. Rowan, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Really good mate. Row. What is the best thing to push?
Practical.
Yep.
Your mate naked in a trolley, drunk, heading home.
Ah, there is the practical.
I don't like it too much, but, you know, it's better than drink driving.
It is a lot better.
It's fun and it's very practical.
Okay.
Give it a go. You've got one day left on the weekend, give it a go. Go get drunk. Push your mate home naked in a trolley. It's fun. I'm telling you, you know?
You could mix that up. You don't necessarily need to be intoxicated or naked. You could just get pushed in a trolley just
even
for
that's quite dangerous. That's even that's something we probably shouldn't condone. But you're a bloody legend, Ro. Bloody legend.
Let's talk to River. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, River. What's the best thing to push?
The best thing to push is those little plastic frog game things. You push the back of the frog and it leaps across the room.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
What's that?
It's like a little plastic toy and you push like the backside of the frog.
you love to push your backside. Push hard on the backside.
You know what I mean? Like, and then it springs up. Boing.
Yeah.
Scott. Hey, mate.
Yeah.
What's the best thing to push?
Yeah, Bates from Tenerfield here. The best thing to push, I think, randomly, would be just some random guy at the local pool in the pool. I don't know, that feeling of just letting it go and just push them straight in.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't know what's going on, but they want to go in the pool anyway, otherwise they wouldn't be there.
Can we just get to Carl?
I know, but just a random push.
Just a rando. Thanks, Scott. Let's talk to Carl, because it was inevitable. Carl, what's the best thing to push?
It'd have to be a push pop.
There it is. We knew
Don't
someone was going to call up with
push
it.
Push a push pop.
Let's buzz out to our phone room. We've got producer Alex today. Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, mate.
Oh, Alex, we couldn't even see you out there, mate, because you're wearing a camouflage jacket. We didn't even know if you were out there or not. You're like an invisible man.
All we can see is his legs and shoes.
Yep, and your big face. All right. Have you got an honourable mention before we get to the winner, producer Alex?
It has to be Carl with the push pop, right?
Yeah,
all right.
That's good. I like
that's
that.
It's an honourable mention.
I'm glad that we got to Carl. It was important that we had push pop on this segment.
On you, Carlos.
Producer Alex, what are we locking in? What is the best thing to push?
This is Australiana at its best team. It's a mate in a trolley. That's what most people have said.
Excellent work.
And so the final decision was made and entered into the Encyclopedia of Awesome. From this day forward, let it be known that
your mate in a trolley
is the best
thing to push.
Oh, well done, Australia.
This is the Dan and Maz Show.
It's time for an update on Pokemon Go.
Specifically, Maz, your involvement.
Mm-hmm.
In Pokemon Go.
Yes.
Until Pokemon Go stops getting so much bloody news coverage, We're going to keep you logged in and you're going to be our Pokemon Go correspondent.
But I love that title.
Well, because I cover off so much of the goddamn nerd stuff on this show. While you
really
talk
do.
About fitness, I do dinosaurs, I do Game of Thrones,
what
I do Lego,
what else
I do
is in
board
your repertoire?
Games.
Chess.
Well, it comes under board games.
If there's ever a chess story, it's always Dan that tells it on the radio.
Crosswords. Remember I brought that crossword? Remember there's a cheating scandal in crosswords? I brought that to the table.
Ooh, that was breaking news. Cheating scandal in crosswords. Whoa.
So we've given you Pokemon Go.
I know.
Because it keeps making headlines, doesn't it?
It does keep making headlines. Here's just a few.
Pokemon Go sets App Store record for most downloads in its first week.
Japan suffers its first Pokemon Go accident just hours after the game's debut.
New Yorker catches all 142 Pokemon available in the US.
10-year-old Scottish boy ran away from home after mum deletes his Pokemon Go. Hi.
A man has been trapped inside a stadium trying to catch a Squirtle in Pokemon Go.
State Department spokesman John Kirby was delivering a statement on ISIS this week when he noticed a reporter playing Pokemon Go.
You can now meet a potential lover on Pokemon Go using the website PokeDates.
Indonesian politicians have launched an investigation over whether public servants should be playing Pokemon Go.
A French man has been detained for trespassing on a military base while hunting for Pokemon Go.
A Scottish man who was caught breaking into a shop had a novel excuse this week. I was looking for a Pokestop.
Yeah, they're all the actual headlines that have been going around the world this week.
Legitimate headlines from around the world on Pokemon Go.
Yeah, illegitimate accents, but legitimate headlines.
So that French one was a shocker. I'm so sorry.
Scottish one was bang on, just quietly.
Right, so it's how we all sound.
Here's the update, guys. A week ago, I got onto Pokemon Go. I did it live on the show. And it rocked my world for about 24 hours.
Oh, really?
And what happened was, I mean, it is really addictive. Like, I spent way too much time in the car park at work after the show that day because I was trying to catch a Squirtle for like 10 minutes. And then I was like, okay, this is a bit insane.
Oh, we should have got the security footage.
It'd be on CCTV. I'm walking around the car park and it's like one-way streets and I'm going up the wrong way. And then I remembered it does say you've got to be really wary of your surroundings because it's so encapsulating. You forget about everything else. Yeah. You're just trying to catch the dingbat or whatever. So I did lose a bit of time in the car park. And then, you know what? I pretty much forgot about it until our planning meeting in the week. And then Dan was like, so what's the Pokemon Go update? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll have a great Pokemon Go update for you, mate.
So
Thinking that would remind me to, like, you know, fire it up again and have another crack and try and get some more Squirtles. For some reason, the only thing I can catch around my house is Squirtles. It's weird.
Maybe you're in a watery area because a Squirtle is a watery one.
I live by the beach. That's exactly,
there you go.
That's exactly why.
You've got to go to a desert and get a Charmander.
There's a Pokestop up the road, but I just couldn't be bothered. So I really don't have, like, I'm on level 3. You've got to, level 5 is where it all really begins, I believe.
So
like,
get
I'm
to
not
level
even through
5.
Well, it's going to take a bit of time. Not feeling the best today. I'll probably just have a sit.
That is
like
literally, you are literally the worst correspondent ever.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just not that into it. You know, like, it was really fun for 5 minutes and then I'm like, you know what? I'm an adult. I don't need to be doing this. And then also when my boyfriend's nephew came over the other day and he was like going on about Pokemon Go and he's 15 and I was like, I don't want to have this in common with you.
Are you kidding? That's bonding.
Nah.
This is your job, Maz.
Nah.
So have you given up?
My job was to report back and giving you the report. It got my attention for 5 minutes and I've moved on.
I don't know. I don't even want to thank you for that report.
I'm not going to have a long-term relationship with Pokemon Go in my 30s. Sorry.
All right.
No, I'm not sorry, actually. I'm not apologising for that.
You should be.
I dare you, Dan.
No.
See?
It'll be the end of my life.
So you cannot turn your nose up at my report as a Pokemon Go correspondent.
You got out of your comfort zone. You lived as a nerd for 5 minutes.
And now I'm back in my comfort zone, which is living out of my comfort zone,
yeah,
doing other amazingly wild things.
Going to actual gyms.
Yeah, doing actual stuff with real things. There it all is, right, guys.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
I did promise at the beginning of the show that we would be speaking about nudity, and yeah, the time has arrived.
Yeah, nudity, Maz, and politics.
Yes.
American politics. Well, anyway, at the Republican National Convention, we spoke about it yesterday. Donald Trump is now the leader of the Republican Party, or the nominee, or how, you know, whatever they call it over there. I don't know how their bloody system works.
The
it's pretty
guy.
Kooky.
He's the guy.
How does this involve nudity? Well, there are a lot of protests because a lot of people don't like Donald Trump. Surprise, surprise.
Really?
I know, right?
Wow.
One of those groups of people is women, and there was a big protest.
Rather large group of people.
Not as a rule, but generally.
But the vibe is.
Well, there was a protest outside the Republican National Convention of a whole bunch, I don't know if anyone saw this news story, of naked women. And of course I clicked on that, because whenever you see... But you know, you see these group gatherings of nudists and stuff.
Oh, like, you go, and politics and boobs, that's a winning combination. Yeah,
they're my two favourite interests. But you know, you see these videos and you're like, they always shoot them from angles, so you can't quite see any juicy parts.
Well, yeah, they have to.
But then you can, you sort of bash the pause button, just being like...
Oh, dude.
Just trying to catch that one moment. And then you can, like, tweet them and be like, ha-ha, you just tweeted a picture of boobs.
They've got to blur out the bits, though, surely, like, for censorship, yeah, right?
But remember that video of, like, when they crossed on the New Zealand Today show to the, like, nude,
oh,
restaurant,
the nude restaurant?
And everyone was like, ah, you put boobs on the telly. Oh, anyway, there was this massive protest of women all naked protesting against the Republican Party because of the way the Republican Party wants to legislate about how women, you know, the control they have over their bodies and stuff like that. Which, I mean, I think it's a valid protest, but I wouldn't do it personally. If it was a similar thing, but it was men protesting,
not
that anyone's ever going to tell men what to do with their bodies. Ah, male privilege.
But not for something that you were extremely passionate about and fired up about and wanted to make a difference.
Yeah,
or
like,
you'd be like, you know what, I'm not actually going to put my body on the line.
Look, say they were going to cancel Game of Thrones and someone was like, well, let's do a nude protest. I would be like, oh, no thanks. I don't like standing around with lots of naked people. It just makes me uncomfortable. I went to a hot spring in Iceland once. These Nordic people love getting nude.
Oh, yeah, you have to nude up in the hot springs in
very, very,
the European
very
countries.
Uncomfortable. No, very uncomfortable.
Did you have a modesty towel?
I sort of ducked into a cubicle to get changed and then came out in my board shorts while all these sort of
are
Icelandic
kidding?
Men are walking around in the nude. It was very uncomfortable.
You see, the thing is that you would have been the odd one out. They would have been looking at you weird in that situation, going, oh, look at that Aussie bloke.
What is this guy hiding, hey? Oh, yeah, just don't want to make you feel uncomfortable, Bjorn. And I just go and cry in a cubicle. I'm pretty happy with my penis size. But anyway.
Back to the naked women.
Back to the naked women. Much better image. You see these gatherings, right, of lots of nude people all gathering together. And I'm sure that, I mean, we've already had talk of nudity on the show already, Maz, when we were talking about the best thing to push around. And someone said, your mate naked in a shopping trolley.
Correct.
So I reckon we're going to do pretty good with this topic. 13, 10, 60. I want to find, like, the biggest gathering of nude people that someone listening right now has been involved in.
Okay. Or a spectator of.
I really want them to be one of the nudes,
okay,
Maz.
Fair enough,
like, if
fair
you've
enough.
Seen it, then I will like call up. We aren't going to tell you to piss off, but ideally, I would like the caller to be one of the nudes, mainly so I can pick their brains just to figure out why you would want to be nude with a whole bunch of people. So I think, when have you been nude with more than one person?
Yeah,
and give us a call about that time, and we'll see what the highest number of people we can get. Now, Maz, I imagine you get nude all the time.
Yeah, I have nude lunches with my boyfriend
all the time. That sounded like I imagine you nude all the time.
Yeah,
I don't
do that. My boyfriend and I have nude lunches all the time, like
That's
every few
good.
Weeks. But I do actually have, I have a story about a mass nude gathering, but I was a spectator. I wasn't one of the nudes.
Sure. It'll get people's brains firing. Okay. 13, 10, 60. How many nude people have been in the same place at the one time? Were you one of them? I'm trying to figure out from our listeners the biggest nude gathering we can get an eyewitness account of.
So when I was younger, much younger actually, my family and I, we used to go on little weekends away in the Blue Mountains. We used to stay at my mum's friend's house, Betty's place. So one of the first times my family and I ever stayed at Betty's place, there's so much exploring to do, you know, because there's like three bedrooms and there's an underneath the house and there's a swing out the front and it's all exciting.
Yep.
And my brother and I were just, you know, clambering around the couch and sort of I jumped over the back of the couch and I found this painting. And what I thought was a painting. And as I sort of reefed it out and looked at it, it is actually a blown up picture of about 200 naked women on bicycles.
Ah.
Now, I don't know. It looked like it was from the 70s. It looked like it was a sort of feminist statement.
How can you tell us from
statement.
The 70s?
You can just,
from their
the bike,
hairstyles?
The bicycles.
From their hairstyles?
The bicycles.
Okay.
You know, it's a certain type of fixie. I used to ride
sure.
in the 70s.
Sure, yeah.
But it looked like it was, you know, a bit of a, like, feminist movement, you know.
Yeah,
we're
okay.
all nude riding our bikes. So it was a photo.
Like the Trump thing.
Yeah, so this was, there okay. was definitely a couple of hundred, not that I sat there and counted them all or anything, but it did make me laugh so hard to the point
was
where...
Was Auntie Betty in there?
No, Betty wasn't there.
No, in the photo.
Oh, I don't know. And then you know that photo went mysteriously missing the next time that we went to Betty's house.
I love that she tried to hide it.
Well, either that or my dad nicked it. I'm not sure.
Okay. Put it in the man cave.
13, 10, 60. We want to know if you've been involved in a nude gathering, how
yes.
many nudes have been in the same place. This is going to be great stuff.
This is the Dan and Maz Show.
We're talking about nudity.
Group nudity. Hoo, hoo, hoo. 13, 10, 60. We're trying to find the sort of, not maximum number, greatest number.
Yeah,
you can always have more nudity.
The largest gathering of nude humans.
That someone listening right now has been a part of. All right.
This is inspired by a protest in America.
Yeah, out the front of the Republican convention, there was a protest of 100 nude women.
They're all holding giant mirrors. Did you know that bit of the story?
Well, then you can see yourself looking at them and go, what am I doing?
It was all organised by an artist as a part of an art installation. And
sounds like it, doesn't it, Maz? Sounds pretty arty. Like, you know that guy Spencer Tunick? Do you know him? He does, like, lots of nude people all hanging out together.
That's the guy.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
There you go. Should have read the article a bit closer. Good at my job. Good at my job.
Anyway, inspired by the 100 naked women standing out the front of the Republican National Convention, we'd like to know on 13, 10, 60, have you been a part of a gathering of naked people and how many people were nude with you? Justin, hello.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Really good, thanks, mate. What's your story?
Good. All right, Juzzy.
Back in the 80s. We come from the coast and we moved to Canberra because Daddy's on Pum House. Anyway, we're trying to find a place to swim because obviously Canberra's got no oceans, and we found a lot of rivers around outside of Canberra. One of these places was called Canberra Pool, and it wasn't a pool area, it's just a bit of a quiet spot where there's no rapids, and we used to like going down the rapids on our tubes just to, you know, get wet in the water.
Justin, get to the nude bit.
And we come to this section... where it's all calm, and we looked across, and there's like about 50 nude people, and they're in the water, and they're surrounding us. And we're like, maybe 12 and 14, and we're just like, come on, hurry up, hurry up. So we're paddling our guts out to get through there.
You swam past a nude community.
Yeah, but there's obviously more guys than girls there, like usual.
What do you mean, obviously? And, that's not obvious at all.
Yeah, there's always more nude guys than girls.
How do you know this, Justin? How is this not your first time?
At the nude protest in America.
Oh, well.
It was 100 women.
Justin, how many nude groups have you seen to know this statistic?
Well, my goal is to go to Queensland because there's this big nude ride and there's 1,000 people and I'm going to go in it. I've got a double stack bike, so I will really stand out. I'm in my 40s now, so I'll be riding nude in Queensland next year.
I love it. So this has inspired you now to take part in nude activities.
It's my birthday suit. It's great being nude. It feels so free.
Right. No, okay. No, I got to say, I get a bit anxious being nude.
So Justin accidentally stumbled upon a community of nudes in Canberra in the 80s.
What is that, like a dozen or something?
He said 50, but I reckon Justin was
that's a few.
Exaggerating,
right.
Maybe a little bit.
All right, we got Orania. Is it Orania?
Yes.
Good morning, Orania.
Good morning.
What's your story?
So I took a little trip to Germany and...
The Germans love nuding up there. Yeah, they love it. Sick for it.
Yeah, my girlfriend lives over there and we checked out one of their saunas, which they have different pools and different saunas that you just, like, bathe in. It's all therapeutic. And, my first time over there, whole new world, can't speak German. And, had to pop into a locker, take everything off, and was walking around with hundreds of people.
Yeah, because a lot of those places you have to be naked. Like, it's ingrained in European culture. Like, if you're going to a sauna or a spa, you get nude. That's just what you do.
So you're the odd one out if you're wearing any bathers.
Yep.
You know? Yep.
Yeah.
But we were, mind you, the youngest people there.
Oh, really?
21, yeah.
Were they really excited? No, not in that sense, but no. I mean, were they really excited that there was like a new, like, youth sort of...
Yeah, young girls.
Finally.
No, not like that.
What I mean is, were they like, we're appealing to a younger demographic. Maybe our nudist sauna will live on for the future generations is what I mean. That's not a weird question.
I don't think
everyone was quite relaxed and didn't really overthink it like that.
Right. No, Maz, like if I went to a lawn bowls, right, all the old people at the lawn bowls would be like, good to see the next generation taking up lawn bowls. So maybe if a young person went to an old person's nude sauna, they would all be like, good to see a young person, or good to see a young person taking up the whatever.
I know
nude sauna.
I don't feel like saunas are for old people, though.
This one was. That's what Orania just said.
Dom, hello.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Yeah, great.
Yeah, good.
This is a story about me brother. He went to a funeral service at the local football field. And the guy whose funeral he was going to, he actually owed a nudie run before he passed away. So during the funeral... Yeah, during the funeral service, he decided he would... take off all his clothes and finish the runoff that he owed him.
That's a beautiful tribute.
Yeah, it was. Before he knew it, the guy who passed away played footy locally.
Yeah.
And the reserve grade and A grade team got up and did the nudie run with him.
Oh, wow. So you got two footy teams nude at a funeral.
So, 40 to 50 blokes doing a 100-metre dash.
Wow.
And it's just what old mate would have wanted.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, we'll never know because you cannot ask him.
Yeah, well, surprisingly, from what I heard, it went off pretty good, so everyone seems to respect him.
Oh, hopefully good. The guy in the coffin was the only stiff, hey? Melissa.
Hey, Melissa.
What's going on?
Well,
just talking about nudity.
We would love to hear about the nude gathering you have been a part of.
So when I was travelling about 8 years ago, I was in Ireland and I saw a poster for a Spencer Tunic installation.
There he is, Tunic again. Bloody Spencer Tunic again.
This is the artist that organised this protest of 100 nude women.
Yeah.
So he just said, everyone who wants to be there, just sign up and come along. And so there's about 1,000 people all naked and he was just taking our photo.
But you're a part of art now.
I am. And now I've got a photo to prove it and I'm in it. My husband got cut out of the actual official photo.
No way.
That's so cool.
That's fantastic.
It was
Do you have it on your wall?
Cool.
Do you have it on your wall, Mel?
It's up. It's not on.
Yeah.
There in the house.
Maz. Steady. That's pretty good. I knew that would work. I knew we'd find a bunch of nudists.
Oh, yeah.
It just feels right. You know, I feel like our show, that just the people who call up, I knew there'd be a lot of nudity out there and I wasn't disappointed.
Good. Well done, team.
You're
Waking Up with Dan and Maz Weekends.
Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Morning Legends, Dan and Maz Weekends. If you've just joined us, well done, because you've joined us in the hour that Kim Kardashian is going to be on the Dan and Maz show, which is super exciting.
Yeah, live in studio, actually, Maz. It's not even a phone interview. She's live in studio next.
What we want to do, we thought we've got Kimmy K in. Why don't we do a bit of an AMA, Ask Me Anything? So if you have a question for Kim Kardashian, leave it on our Facebook page right now, or you can tweet us. We're at Dan and Maz, and we'll start collating them and get a bit of a list together. We'll try and get through as many of your questions as possible when she joins us next on the show.
I've got to say, Maz, I'm a bit disappointed because I actually... I know, I have a dentist appointment for the next 10 minutes to get my pearly whites scrubbed up.
I know.
So I've actually got to go away.
It's fine because I'll hold the fort.
Yeah, it'll just be you and Kim Kardashian and not me. And Kim Kardashian will be live in the studio answering anyone's questions.
We'll gal pal it. You know what I'm like with the chicks.
I know. I've heard she's in a really fun, excited mood. She's really keen to be honest. She's very high energy. And she's a little bit wild and crazy this morning. Actual Kim Kardashian. Because I'm sure after the week that we've just had, everyone's got questions for her.
This is the Dan and Maz Show.
So glad you could join us for this very special moment on the Dan and Maz Show. I mean, unfortunately, Dan has had to pop out of the studio. But nonetheless, we do welcome live in person Kim Kardashian.
Hello. Kim. Hello, everybody.
It is so lovely to have you in the studio with us. I know we've spoken on the phone, but it's so nice to see you. How are you doing?
OMG, Maz. I love your outfit.
Oh, really?
What do you call that?
Well, I mean, in Australia, we just call it a jumper.
A jumper. OMG. Let me Snapchat it. There we go. I'm Kim Kardashian.
Kim, we have asked our listeners to leave a message on our Facebook page of any questions that they might want to ask you, and also tweet us. We're at Dan and Maz on Twitter. So are you pretty open?
On Twitter too.
Yep, and Instagram. We know you're on all the socials. Are you okay for us to just whip through some questions?
Yes.
Okay. This is from our Facebook friend Rebecca Costa. She's asked, what's on your bucket list? What would you love to have ticked off?
A KFC bucket and a small bucket that you can go to the beach with.
I think she means...
And a bucket hat. You know those bucket hats that were cool in the 90s?
Okay.
And a... bucket of sand?
That's great. Hopefully Rebecca's listening and she's got the answer to that question.
Mwah! Thank you, Rebecca.
Ben on our Twitter has asked, will you adopt me?
Ben is on Twitter at Ben Blue. Now, Ben, I'm sorry, but I can't adopt you because my friend Beyonce has a daughter called Blue.
Okay.
And it would be confusing having two.
I understand. That's the only reason that you wouldn't adopt Ben, though, because his last name's Blue? Or his Twitter handle?
Yes.
Okay. Shay wants to know what's up with the RIP T-Swift shirts.
That, which shirts are they? Do I wear them?
Yes, apparently you do.
Oh, that stands for Really Important Person Taylor Swift.
Great. So nothing there you want to clear up?
No, I think I cleared everything up right there. Okay. She's my best friend.
Ebony's actually asked, what message would you put out there for young females to boost their self-esteem issues? Because you are obviously a very important role model in many young women's lives.
That's right. I would say, Ebony, you are beautiful and lovely. It was Ebony, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You are beautiful and lovely in every way.
We've got time for one final question. It's been really insightful and obviously a great pleasure to have you in the studio, Kim Kardashian. Adrian has commented on our Facebook page, when will the oxygen run out?
The oxygen will never run out because most of the oxygen on Earth is from marine algae and cyanobacteria, which constitute the vast majority of primary biomass on the Earth.
Well, there you go. Kim, I'm so sorry that we've run out of time. It's been such a pleasure to have you on the show.
No problem, Maz. If people want to call, they can speak to me.
Sure. Yeah, we do have phone lines.
My mobile phone number is...
Do you know what? You would call it a cell.
That's right, because I'm from America and I'm Kim Kardashian.
We have a number, 131060. Would you be willing to talk to some of our listeners as well?
Absolutely.
Okay. If you've got a question for Kim Kardashian, 131060 is the number. She's going to stick around.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
In my blood.
That's the Veronicas in my blood and the dulcet tones of Kim Kardashian, who joins us live in the studio. Kim, thanks so much for sticking around.
You're welcome, bae.
It's a real treat to have you on the show. We have opened this up to anyone who wants to call 131060. You said you're happy to chat to some listeners. Anyone can ask you anything.
I'm so sad that Dan isn't here.
I know, he's really bummed too.
He's my favorite person.
You've never met Dan.
But I feel like I have because I hear him on the radio and he's such a great broadcaster. It's like he's in the room with me.
We've got some questions on Twitter and we've got a couple of calls on 131060. So Kim,
can tweet us at Dan and Maz, or you can tweet me at Kim Kardashian probably. I think that's what my Twitter is. I don't know for sure.
It's at Kim Kardashian West.
Ah, that's right, because that's my surname.
Marlene.
Because I'm married to... John West, who makes tuna.
Kanye.
That's right.
Marlene has tweeted us a question for you, Kim. She said, I've got a pair of your Kardashian collection shoes. And they're faulty.
Why are they faulty? What's wrong with them?
She's asked if she can have a replacement.
Absolutely. Because my name is Kim Kardashian, I can have all the Kardashian shoes I want. And I'm going to send them to you, Marlene. 5 million pairs.
I think she just wants one.
5 million. And the radio station will pay for them. That's a contract. If anyone asks when you ring up, say, Kim Kardashian told me, and she's real.
Craig has called 131060. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, mate.
Craig.
Have you got a question for Kim?
Hi, Kim. Yes, I got a friend that lives in LA, and they told me that you're out trying to find a plastic surgeon to get you to look like Taylor Swift. I just wondered if that's really true.
A plastic surgeon to get me, Kim Kardashian, to look like Taylor Swift? Unlikely.
Oh, really? Yeah, I wasn't really sure. And when I heard you on the show, I thought it was a great opportunity to ask.
Craig, what would you prefer me to look like, Kim Kardashian or Taylor Swift?
Oh, I'd love to see a blended version. I think it'd be fantastic.
Like a mashup. That would be a real treat for the eyes.
That would be interesting.
It would look a bit like when I dyed my hair blonde, so it would look like the Malfoy from Harry Potter, who's a really good-looking boy, but I don't know if he'd be a good-looking woman. Next caller.
Yeah, we've got one more call. I think we've got time for one more caller. Grace, hello.
Hello.
Gracie.
Hello, Grace.
What's your question for Kim?
I say you before every meal, Grace.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Well, actually, I've always wanted to know how you get such a good bump.
How do I get such a good bump? It's like Maybelline. I was born with it. It was very hard when I came out of my mother's womb to get it through.
Really?
Well, yes.
I've always wanted to have that nice of a bump. But I never knew how to, get it.
Maz, do you have something to say?
Do you do any particular exercises? Like, do you do lots of squats or anything to, like,
yes, I do lots of squats. What are squats?
I also wanted to know, how beautiful do you really think you are?
I think everyone is beautiful on the inside, myself included. But on the outside, I'm a 10.
Gracie, thanks for your time. Kim, we are going to have to wrap it up, but thanks so much for being in the studio.
Oh, no. Time to go.
One final comment that's come from Yolanda on our Twitter, who says, hey, Kim, what's up with the Woody Woodpecker laugh? Is Fran Drescher also in the studio?
No. It's Kim Kardashian. But maybe next weekend, Fran Drescher can be a guest.
This is the Dan and Maz Show.
Let's talk about love.
Ooh. Oh, we love love here love at Dan and Maz HQ. We love it so much. Love.
What about nerdy love?
Nerdy love. I thought you said dirty love for
no,
a second there.
Nerdy love, online love, Twitter love.
These days, Maz, I don't think nerdy love and online love are the same thing. I think everyone's doing online love.
Do you reckon?
But this story is specifically nerdy.
I feel like this story is a little bit nerdy. It involves Twitter and a bookstore.
Yes. This is a
great story that has resulted in a wedding. But the couple that got married actually met through a series of hilarious tweets between the guy that was managing the corporate Twitter account for a bookstore and one of the followers. So he's, you know, just doing a couple of cheeky lols on the bookstore account, and this girl, Victoria, decided that she would write a tweet to the bookstore, so to speak. And she's responded to one of his tweets, which was about Pokemon. She's written, this is in 2012, "Well, I'm in love with whoever is manning the at W Stones Oxford Street account. Be still my actual beating heart."
Okay, So and then what, he saw it and then DM'd and then he ended up getting married 4 years later.
He saw it, he wrote back, she wrote back, bit of Twitter exchange, and then a few weeks later, they had a date. She came into the bookstore with donuts. He ate them. That's the quote. And then, it was a really great date, apparently. And now they just recently got married, and she even caught a Pokemon at the altar waiting for him.
Love.
Isn't that great?
Aww.
What a great love story. All from a cheeky tweet.
Makes your heart sing. And the best thing is the first line that she ever used on him in the history of their relationship is recorded in that tweet.
It's recorded in history forever.
Written down, the CIA have a copy of it, everything.
The CIA?
Yeah, they keep all of your tweets.
You reckon?
Yeah, mate. Never tweet. No. At Dan and Maz, if you do want to tweet, though.
You're not paranoid at all, are you?
131060, all right? Give us a call. What was the first line that you used on the person who is now your partner?
Give us a call on 131060 or tweet us. We're at Dan and Man. Maz. Dan and Maz.
I'm not a man.
If you can fit it into a tweet, you know, an opening line sometimes might be a bit of a long sentence, but if you could fit it into a tweet, you could tweet us. We're at Dan and Maz.
Or you could put it on our Facebook. Heaps of people have already. Caroline said, "We met 8 years ago on MySpace. I believe his opening line was, ASL, question mark? What a catch." ASL means age, sex, location.
Correct.
Danny Ree has said her first line to her partner now was, "Why are you late? You need to start cooking now." She was his boss.
Oh, that's amazing. These are great stories.
Sarah's was, "I need to pee." No context there.
And
wonder why.
You'll remember that forever.
Yep.
Give us a call on 131060. We'd love to know what the opening line you used to your now life partner was. Or leave a message on our Facebook and we'll get to those as well.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We're talking about a love.
That word, L-O-V-E, love. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Love is all you need. A crazy little thing called love.
That's what we're talking about. We'd love to know on 131060 what your first opening line to your now life partner was. And this is because of a Twitter exchange that resulted in a marriage between a girl who followed like a corporate bookstore account and the guy behind that account. They now got married because they started exchanging on Twitter. It's so cute.
It is. And the first tweet that she sent the bookstore is obviously the first line she ever used on him.
That's it. So 131060, what was the first line you used on your now partner? Lara has called up. Hello.
Hi, how you going?
Really good, babe. What's your story?
I was out drinking and my partner was working. I won't say what his job was, but would say he was in a really hot uniform because he'd probably get in a lot of trouble. And I went over to him and said, "You have a really nice ass. I'd love to have sex with you."
That is a very forward thing to say to a stranger in a uniform.
Yes.
And now you guys are together.
Yes, we've been together for 5.5 years.
Okay.
Wow.
A lot of people wear uniforms, though. Like, you know, he could have been a checkout chick at Coles, you know?
It was about 3 in the morning.
Okay.
He could have been a nurse.
Yeah? Could have been a nurse.
Oh, well, nurses wear uniforms. They work around the clock. Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lara. That is a very, very forward thing to say to a stranger.
This is one from our Facebook. Samantha said, this is the line, was some woman is in the drive-thru for you. Again, we don't know what kind of a drive-thru it was.
No context. That's the best. Ali, hello.
Hello.
Hey, babe, what's your story?
Well, I saw my partner that I'm with, it got connected through a friend, and she said he's just interested in sex, and I said, yeah, sure. And
what?
First thing I actually said to him was, this will never be more than bed buddies.
Oh.
Wow. And it is more than bed buddies.
Yeah, we've been together for 3 years now.
You're life buddies now.
You were wrong, Ali.
I was.
Wow. And what a great thing to say, just straight up front. Nah, never going to be more than that. And then, look, it's
And he
person.
Was like, yes, I shall play the long game. I'm into your bed. It's only one step further into your heart.
Thank you, Ali. Jimmy, who's called up on 131060. Hello.
Hi, how you going?
Really good, thanks. Jimmy. The first line that you used on your partner.
Yeah, I'd love to use your phone.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay.
So what, as in they walked up and said, would you like to use my phone?
Yeah, that's weird.
No, not quite. I was driving a ute that I bought off my dad. I was coming home from work and it broke down right out the front of her house.
Oh, wow.
No way. And so she was like, do you want to use my phone to get a ute repairman or woman?
Yeah. Yep. She came out and said, look, can I help you? And I said, my dad's ute's broken down and rah, rah, rah. And she said, oh, look, can I get you my phone? And I said, yeah, I'd love to use your phone. Thanks. But I had my mobile in my pocket.
Oh, you sly dog.
Did you stick your number in?
I know, right? Well, no. Oh, where were you when I needed you?
Yeah. Yeah. Never stick it in on the first date.
Hey. Jimmy, I think it's worked out okay.
Yeah, certainly has.
Great.
There you go.
That is cool. I love those stories. Broken down out the front of the person's house that you're now with.
Bit of destiny.
Robin, hello.
Hello.
Mate, what's your story?
Hey, yeah, I was over at a mate's place and we were just hanging out and drinking and my wife at the time came to visit.
Wait, you're now wife?
So you were married?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a bit of sauce on the station.
Nice. And, yeah, so I seen her out the front of the house through the blinds and she walked up to the door but she didn't knock. And then I told the girl that was there that there was another girl at the front.
Yeah.
And then she came through and then she was wearing a Hello Kitty jumper and, yeah, I just said Hello Kitty and then that was it. Yeah.
So wait, just to clarify, she was not your wife at the time. You'd never met her, but she is your wife
actually,
now.
Actually, at the time, I was with another girl.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Robin, you
wow.
I didn't know. Like, yeah.
Ooh. Hello, Kitty, indeed.
Oh, yeah,
more like
Hello,
goodbye,
Kitty. Goodbye, yeah.
I chose her, and now we're married.
Well,
and, good.
I'm glad.
Love finds a way.
Even if
sometimes
it's complicated.
It's a curvy, windy route, but love finds a way.
Can we talk to Kristen on 131060?
Yes.
Hello. Oh,
hello.
Hey, are you in a wind tunnel?
No, I'm driving my car.
Okay, that's safe. Okay. Kristen, what's your story, babe?
My partner, he spotted me in Carmen, and he actually, I don't know, it was a bit of a stalker. And he found me on MySpace, and his pickup line was, "Hey, saw you at Carmen," and he dropped the line, "How much does a polar bear weigh?" And me being blonde, I didn't get it at the time, and I went and Googled and researched and came up with some nerdy answer, and we hit it off. We ended up meeting, and we met back at Carmen's, and now we're getting married in 8 weeks' time.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's lovely.
Yeah, we've been together for 8 years now, so...
Well, that's great.
Hey, Kristen, do you want to tell Maz how much a polar bear weighs?
No.
Just enough to break the ice.
Oh, I get it. Because I'm sitting here going, I don't get it. What's the polar bear got to do with what's my space? No. Oh. Kristen, that's a beautiful story. Thanks for your call. Drive safely, babe.
All right.
That was fun. Super yep. cute.
Oh, love. Bloody love it.
This is the Dan and Maz Show.
It's almost time for us to get out of here, but there has been a lot of news across the week. And here is all of the news that you didn't need to care about.
We've just come out of a huge news week, and 99% of it turns out you didn't need to care about at all.
Pauline Hanson is someone you're better off not caring about most of the time, but this week she really tried hard to make you give a damn about her on Q&A.
I don't like it.
It was a ratings hit for ABC. You guys really wanted to see her refuse a dinner with a nice Muslim man.
I believe the best way to increase understanding and mutual respect is through interaction. Senator Hanson, I understand you declined Sam Dastyari's offer for a halal snack pack.
She's reconsidering.
No, I'm not.
With respect to that, would you be willing to take my offer to inviting you for lunch or dinner, whichever suits you best, with me and my Muslim family?
From halal snack packs to viral clapbacks, Kim K got even with Tay-Tay on Snapchat, which is probably the most millennial sentence ever written.
Taylor Swift got exposed by Kim Kardashian on Snapchat a few hours ago, so you have 24 hours to check that out. There is a reason why Kim Kardashian put that on Snapchat. In the audio, Taylor Swift is recorded saying, "Oh, thanks. I really appreciate it. Like, the heads up is so nice."
Thanks to the summary, random YouTube man. Is this the biggest news story of the century? Is Taylor a liar? Is Kim a little mean to be secretly recording her? Where is Tom Hiddleston in all this?
Help me!
Or maybe just who cares?
And finally, Sonia Kruger.
Just to clarify, Sonia, are you saying that you would like our borders closed to Muslims at this point?
Yes, I would.
Should we be outraged? Was she just a champion for freedom of speech? Or should we do what Waleed says and cool it with the outrage a bit?
You might just be angrily tweeting at someone who said something outrageous, but what I'm suggesting is, while it feels good to choose destruction, right now I think we need to try construction.
On ya, Waleed! I wonder if we'll listen to him in the next week, or if we'll keep up the internet outrage, the clickbait, and the news you didn't need to care about. Oh.
There it is.
What a week. It was a lot of news this week.
A lot happened.
Furore.
Yeah. And probably more of the same this week. So enjoy it. We'll catch you next weekend, 7 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday. The show lives online at danandmaz.com, or you can hit us up on all of the socials. We are at Dan and Maz. Parting words, Dan?
Nope, just good. Bloody
we're out of time.
Enjoy it.
Dan and Maz Weekends.